Welcome to Afirim Yerushalmi, Shir sponsor in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shkolim Daf Yud Beis and the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Aloch Aleph, starting at the top of Amud Aleph in the second line. Says the Gemara, Yifri Shikloi V'Ovad. One put his machse shekel, he put it aside to give it to Hekdish, and it got lost. He's still responsible for it until he reaches Hekdish. Rosh Hashanah says he's not chayav, because once he designated this machzeh shekel, it already belongs to Hekdish wherever it is, and now it's already reached Hekdish, and he's not responsible anymore. So the pligol of Shimon Lakish, the Chorar Mishnah argues that Shimon Lakish, because it says Nishmoi Bnei Ahir. And our Mishnah had said that if Meir send messengers to Beis Hamikdash with the Machzeh Shekel, and it got lost or stolen on the way, they do a shvur that they didn't do anything wrong, the Shluchim, and the Meir have to do again Machzeh Shekel. So you see, they're still responsible for it. Says the Gemara, Oidim Mishum Shvuas Takana. As we saw the Shita Rabbi Yochanan in the previous daf, it's a special Takana. We have a Takana to do a shvur, we have a Takana that they have to pay, because they didn't bring the Machzeh Shekel themselves. They sent it with a messenger. So therefore, they are responsible for it more, and they have to bring a new Machzeh Shekel as a takano, even though you're not really responsible for it once you give it to Hekdish. Here, there's a special takano, they have to repay the Machzeh Shekel. But if they themselves brought the Machzeh Shekel, and it got lost from them, they don't have to replace it with another Machzeh Shekel. So the one imtzu shichzur maganavim, these monies that got lost or got stolen, if they were returned later, so then you have two piles of Machzeh Shekel. You don't give it for the next year. They're both going to be used for this year. And what is it used for? Says the Gemara, Tani Arishonim Noiflim Taklim Chatim. The new ones go for the new Shkolim, meaning this year's Shkolim. Vashnim Noiflim Taklim Atikim. They go into the Kupa where you put the old Shkolim from the previous years. And that has a consideration of Shiraim, which is used for other purposes. Says the Gemara, Eilim Arishonim Veilim Ashnim. What is going to be the first monies? What's the second monies? The first monies are the ones that were sent first. They're going to be the Machzeh Shekel. So the ones that were sent and got lost, and then there was a replacement done. So the original ones that were found now, they're going to be Machzeh Shekel, and the replacement will be the one going for Taklin Atikin. The Chorinom, or the other one says, Elu Shigil de Gizbor and Tchilo, the one that arrived first in Hekdish, that will be Machzeh Shekel. And the one that came later, if it's the one that got lost, and they found it and it came later, that will be for Taklin Atikin. Halacha Bei Zog de Mishto. Hanoisen Shikloi Lechaveru Lishkol Al Yodoi Veshokol Al Deyatzwer. Someone gave a shekel to his friend, it means Machzeh Shekel, and he says, please do it on my behalf, to do Machzeh Shekel for myself. And instead, the friend took the Machzeh Shekel and used it for his own, for himself. He did not use it to what he was designated to do. So the din over here is called Mi'ilo. What's a Mi'ilo? Mi'ilo means when someone takes money of Hekdish and he uses it for his own self. So even though here you're using the money of Hekdish for Hekdish as well, but you're misusing the money of Hekdish, it's considered to be a Mi'ilo. When does that Mi'ilo kick in? Im nitrumo atruma mo'al. Once the truma was done, immediately is the Mi'ilo, and the Gemara is going to address it. Hashekel shikloi mina Hekdish. Now, a similar case. Someone took shekel from money which belongs to Hekdish. V'nitrumo atrumo v'korva behimo. So if the truma was done and they used the truma, the money they did for the truma, to buy a behemoth and they did a korban, then well, the meal only happens once the korban happens. Someone takes money of Ma'aseh Sheni or money of Shemitah to use the Machzeh Shekel, he has to replace it. Yechel Kenegdah means he's going to redeem the Ma'aseh Sheni and Shemitah, new money, and then the original money can stay for the Machzeh Shekel. Says the Gemara in the Amud Beis, in our Mishnah, the Gemara says, once you do truma, immediately there's a meal. The Tani de Beis Rebbe, in the Brisa Bei Rebbe, they said, im korva be'emo, like we said in the end of our Mishnah, the only once they use the money for korva be'emo, that's when the meal happened. Amar Blazar, mantana im korva be'emo, Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Amar, mi yadea mekabel mo'isov, v'akoyan izrizim hem. So says the Gemara, no, really you have to wait in order to do Mi'ilah for the Korban to be a Korban. As Reb Chaim brings in the Mishnah, it's based on Gemara and Mi'ilah. The Mi'ilah only happens only once a Maisa was done. So the Gemara says, everybody agrees you have to wait for a Maisa. The Maisa means the Korban to be Nikrav. If so, why does our Mishnah say the ones they did the Truma, immediately there is Mi'ilah, even before the Korban came? Because we go with the Shita of Reb Shimon. The Reb Shimon later in the Masechta will tell us that we assume the Kohanim did the Maise right away. The Kohanim was Rizim. And they immediately brought the carbon. The Mishnah Kohen referred to the people that needed to bring flour to Beis Hamikdash. When did they get paid? They get paid only once everything was done. Shimon says you can pay them right away. Why? Because we assume it was right away done. So here the same thing. Once they did the Truma, we assume right away the Kohanim took the money and bought a carbon and shecht it. And immediately right away there's Me'ilah. Says the Gemara in Yitzchama, Truma Mo, with our Mishnah, that someone took the Machta Shekel of his friend, so he does Me'ilah. The Kasha says the Gemara, question on that. Someone who stole the carbon oil of his friend, and he shecht it without designating it. Doesn't it go to original bialim? So here, he gave Machta Shekel to the Kupo, and it goes to the original bialim. What makes it his? We're talking when it's designated, this is the specific money, which is mine. Where do we see such a thing? The more quotes we'll see later. The Beis Rav Gamliel, they didn't want to just give Machzeh Shekel into the big shofar like everybody else, because they wanted their money to be used for the carbon. So how do they do that? When the Gizbar is doing the Truma, he's taking the money out, and then he's going to use that for the carbon. Then they took the coin and stuck it into the hand of the one who's doing the Truma. So that money was specifically designated for that carbon. And the one doing the Truma had in mind, this money that I'm getting, it belongs to Rav Gamliel. So here we're talking about a similar case, that they took the Machzeh Shekel and said, this Machzeh Shekel will be mine. So you made the carbon at Sibur, the coming Machzeh Shekel, or now you don't say they go stumble to the original person. Because here he had in mind that this Machzeh Shekel go to this guy, this thief, that took the Machzeh Shekel of his friend and gave it on as his own. The Gemara comes and asks another question, a similar concept. You say there's Me'ilah. Why is Me'ilah? Because he used the money that was of his friend that belongs to Hekdesh, and now went for a carbon, and Mil is a Me'ilah. So who said it went to the carbon? Maybe it went to Shiraim, as we mentioned. How does it work, the Machzeh Shekel? You do the Truma, you take a portion of it and give it to the carbon, and the rest is called Shiraim, it's left over. That left over, there's no Me'ilah in it, because it's not used for a carbon. As the world continues and says, David Gimel Amud Aleph, V'chiyash Me'ilah b'Shiraim, is there Me'ilah on the leftover? The beginning says, no, we're going according to Rameir Shita, the holds that is Me'ilah even in Shiraim. It's like, well, no, you don't have to get to that. We can say the same answer we said before. Similar to the previous answer. We're talking about a specific Machzeh Shekel that was given to the one doing the Truma, and the one doing the Truma has in mind, I'm doing it for this person. So we know for sure that this Machzeh Shekel was used for the carbon and it wasn't Shiraim. So that's why the one who misused the money of his friend, he did an Isser of Me'ilah. With this we conclude Yushal Mishkalim Daf Yud Beis.